This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and we're kidding you negative, just so you understand that we're being dead serious. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have none other than Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check out our live stream, you can do that. Actually, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, it gives you a little taste, puts a little salt on your tongue as to what we are doing. The antics involved, the rage, indignation that's involved in righteousness, of course. And you can see the two troublemakers for yourself. Troublemakers for the right reason.
That's
remember
right.
When Ahab called Elijah the troubler.
That's right.
And Elijah said back to Ahab, the corrupt king, I'm not the troubler. You're the one that forgot your father's commandments. So let's put that into perspective. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or what you can do is go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, or on Facebook, BradleyDean2E, BradleyDean2E. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747. I feel like a game show host. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and we are showing you our faith by our works. And, that's why we do what we do, is because we love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then we love our brothers. And we can't love our brothers and our sisters until... first of all, we love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Now, where do I get that from? Of course, 1 John, where he said, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. So there is the order. You cannot love your brothers and sisters properly until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And if you read the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, you can see the first tablet is all about God, and then it bridges over into the second tablet as to how you're supposed to love your brothers and your sisters. But again, secondary to love for God, and we know that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. And so therefore, if that love came from him, guess what it's going to exemplify? Just him. If we're born of the Spirit, you're going to know him by the fruit of the Spirit. That's simple enough. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And friends, before I hand it over to Stephanie, I want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and just see the things that we're calling out for what they are concerning the topics of the day. For example, U.S. funds child beheadings, freedom fighters with billions of tax dollar. Tax dollars, that's coming from you, friends. And it talks about the correlation of how everybody's complaining about what the ISIS and the radical Islamists are doing concerning the beheadings of the people. But in America, we need to understand it's happening on a daily basis. Of course, that was none other than what your article was just a couple weeks ago. But it's great stuff, great correlation. Court sides with IRS conservative targeting scandal. They said the federal judge did. No harm done here. Keep in mind, judges can be impeached. Read the Constitution. You can also go over and find out what hate is and who is actually perpetuating the hate, exposing the homosexual activist totalitarian mindset. Also calling 4 terrorist attacks in 4 days, what are they? Again, calling them out for what they really are. And homosexual marriage, Canada's hateful example, what is it really about? And also we got a new story just posted this morning from none other than Brian Fisher from American Family Association. The feminizing of peewee football in America. The Constitution is not a self-enforcing document. You can also check that one out. That is the latest article that we got posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, Steph, why is it that, well, our brains aren't in a terrible place?
Well, our brains aren't in a terrible place because we have the mind of Christ and we have the heart of God, and we always want to be led by the Spirit. As the Word says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We always want to make sure that our mind and our hearts are being led by Christ. Now, we have to understand, and what we'll be talking about today on the radio is we have midterm elections coming up here on the 4th of November, 2014. And I don't think many times people realize how important it is to vote. Now, that being said, I think a lot of times we miss the heart of the issue, which we'll get into in the next segment. But first of all, let me give you some quotes. Franklin D. Roosevelt, love him or hate him, said this: "No one will ever deprive the American people of the right to vote except the American people themselves."
That's right.
And the only way they could do this is by not voting. You have to understand that many men and women have paid the price with their lives so we could have the opportunity to vote. So
the
black
right
people,
to vote. Yes.
Exactly, the right to vote, which God already gave us. But in some cases, we had to fight to make sure that that right was ensured. Now, Charles Finney, that great preacher, said this: "The time has come that Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. Christians have been exceedingly guilty in this matter, but the time has come when they must act differently. Christians seem to act as if they thought that God did not see what they do in politics. But I tell you, he does see it, and he will bless or curse this nation according to the course they," meaning Christians, "take in politics." We need to understand that if we want to have a God-fearing nation, we need to make sure that we elect Christian leaders. But we're also going to get to the heart of the issue, like I said, next segment. Matthias Burnett. Now, Matthias Burnett was a pastor of First Baptist Church, and he had an election sermon back in 1803, and this is what he had to say. He said, "Consider well the important trust which God has put into your hands. To God and posterity, you are accountable for your rights and your rulers. Let not your children have reason to curse you for giving up those rights and prostrating those institutions which your fathers delivered to you." Amen to that. "Look well to the characters and qualifications of those you elect and raise to office in place of trust. Think not that your interests will be safe in the hands of the weak and
ignorant." Are you reading the whole book over there?
No, it's a quote, but you've got to think about it. "Think that not that your interests will be safe in the hands of the weak and the ignorant, or that they will be safely managed by the impious, the dissolute, and the immoral." So when you're looking at men, if you think not that your government is not going to be corrupted or your nation's going to be corrupted if you don't elect leaders who put God first and foremost in all things and make sure they are Christians. And just for all you people who say, well, the private man's different than the public man in the office
what a stupid thing to say.
Yeah, it's
what
ridiculous.
You have to be to the point of absolute ignorance and stupefaction to believe something like that.
That's right.
That is the man in private.
Of course. Who he is in private is who he really is.
That's
who he
right.
is in public, that's just a demonstration of whatever he so chooses to bring to public. But you have to understand that who the man is when no one's watching is who the man really is.
Okay, now folks, if you'd like to check out How Then Should We Vote, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get on the other side of this break, and we're going to break it open and see what... Well, Steph has to say here. What are you going to talk about anyways?
I'm going to talk about who's going to save our republic on November 4th.
Oh, see, those are my talking points.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747.
Well, as you all know, on November 4th, 2014, marks midterm election day, which means that people from across the nation will be voting on the candidates they want to take office. Now, of course, there are Republicans, Democrats, and independents all vying for the American voters' quote-unquote vote. Now, it seems as though every year they promise the American people the same thing, and every year nothing seems to change. I have heard the same campaign slogans and billboards and mottos for years.
Let's say that again.
I have heard the same campaign slogans, mottos, and billboards for years. I mean, literally, we were driving down the road, not too long ago, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you just want to almost gag. It's like the same old thing, the same old promises, the same old
rhetoric. Different day.
Exactly. Yep. And now, the only thing is, it's just replaced every year with a new face, and in some cases, not even a new face. It's the same old face year after year with the same old rhetoric.
Yeah.
Now, you see, candidates say, well, I'm for limited government. I'm for small business, lower taxes, and affordable health care. They might as well just stand there with a blah, blah, blah.
It's all
their
talking
mouth.
Points. It's all speaking to the same bone that was thrown to them. And had they known the Constitution, there would be nothing to talk about because, again, it's unlawful. Null and void.
That's right. So they might as well just stand there with the blah, blah, blah coming out of their mouth and that used car salesman grin, because it all sounds exactly the same depending upon which side of the aisle you choose to stand on. Now, I want to bring this to your gander, if that's the right way to put it. Have you ever Have you ever heard anyone say, and really mean it by the fruit of their actions, keeping in mind that we're supposed to judge a man by his fruit, Matthew 7:16. Have you ever heard a candidate get on television or do a commercial and say, I stand upon the Bible, as Andrew Jackson stated when he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests? Have you ever heard anyone say, I'm for the Constitution of the United States of America and for its original intent and meaning that our forefathers gave to us when they drafted its contents and patterned it after what? the Bible, biblical principles and biblical instruction.
Yep. No, I also want to interject this thought, because when you hear these politicians using the same talking points, the same rhetoric, you can bet your bottom dollar right then and there, you're already dealing with an establishment individual. And the establishment is what the problem is, friends.
Right, exactly. Now, have you ever heard a candidate say, I stand for the life of every innocent child in the womb, to the point where they say not just, you know, I'm pro-life or blah, 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 but where they say the Declaration of Independence states, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are what? Life. One of the first guarantees, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And the American people need to also understand inalienable means non-transferable. So in other words, those rights are not going anywhere. You cannot change those rights to mean something outside of what God has given you.
That's right. And how many of them ever stood up and said, listen, abortion is murder.
By the way, that's the purpose. Interject this two thought. This thought is important. The purpose of law is to enforce the law to preserve life in this context here.
Mm-hmm.
So law, when God said thou shalt not kill, is there to preserve the life of the innocent in the womb. That's common sense, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if it goes beyond that, law also enforces itself against what? Crime.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to commit the crime, namely those that are committing murder, the abortionists, and those that have sanctioned murder, we need to understand that what they have done is violated God's moral law, which he did not give us a right to do. So therefore, if they call themselves a judge and they're acting as a bunch of activists or a bunch of legislators, friends, they need to be jailed for what they sanction.
Yep.
They need to be held accountable to the same laws that we are. Now, you're also dealing with, speaking of abortion here, and we're talking about rights, it's also interesting to note that you have a Supreme Court that will actually, they sanction the murder of babies because it's a moneymaker. It keeps presidents like this criminal in office right now. He's there because it brings forth residual. It's blood money, friends. It's mob money. It really is. And we need to understand that the Supreme Court, they have a problem if you go out and commit the act of murder because they didn't make any money in the process. But I'll tell you what, if they do it, then it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to think about that. So, for example, let me give you another example. You have a Supreme Court that now says it's okay to murder the innocent in the womb. But if a woman is pregnant and an individual kills the woman and the baby inside the womb, it's double homicide.
Totally.
Because it doesn't work for them. It's not a moneymaker that way, friends. And that's really what it comes down to, is making money. And what they do is they frame laws to bring forth mischief.
That's right.
And really is what it comes down to, Psalm 94.
And you can see the complete hypocrisy with that very analogy you just used. Okay, so it's double homicide when the woman is murdered and the baby is murdered inside.
Yeah.
But yet abortion, somehow that's not a human being then. Now we turn to some alien fetus form and that really doesn't count. I mean, the hypocrisy is
unbelievable. It shows you what the people have fallen for. We have a girl in Minneapolis. She was from St. Paul, Minneapolis area here. And she actually, this is some time back, 8-10 years ago, she stabbed her baby 135 times
mm-hmm.
when it was delivered in a laundromat in St. Paul. Now, she's serving life sentence in prison. And why is she serving life sentence? Because the judge came in and did exactly what she was supposed to do in this particular case. She was a good judge. She discovered and she applied the law. Thou shalt not kill. This woman, this young girl, 17 years old, Beecroft.
Nicole Beecroft.
Yep, Nicole mm-hmm. Beecroft. She went and stabbed the baby. Now, I got a question for you, America. Number one is this. Who taught her that it would be okay to stab her baby 135 times? Because we know, according to your government, and according to their lawlessness, friends, it's okay for, as long as it's a Planned Parenthood or an abortionist murdering the baby and there's money being made, it's okay. But when someone outside of what the government now says acts out what she has been taught by this government, well, then now it's a crime because there was no money made.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nicole Beecroft was told that's all she had to do is take that baby after delivery to a hospital and they could have put it up for adoption. Yet she could have went to the same hospital where they aborted the babies, and yet the doctor would have been paid to do the exact same thing Nicole did.
Same manner, yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. When God said, thou shalt not kill, he meant thou shalt not kill.
That's right. And can you imagine if a candidate said, listen, I support life, and abortion is murder, and I vow to do all I can do to stop the slaughter of the unborn and will not rest until abortion is completely done away with both now and forever in the United States of America. Could you imagine that?
Yes, I can. And they have the authority, by the way, when the president becomes the president, he can stop it the very first day, friends.
That's right.
In other words, he can put all the abortion doctors in this country, the murderers themselves, he can tell them once he gets into the point of authority that the people have given him and entrusted him with now, he can get into that position and say, now, all you abortionists, if you commit the act of murder, you will be tried for murder.
That's right.
The very first day.
And that's what Michael Peruca, who was
that's
the
right.
2004 presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, said that he would do the very first day that he was in office.
That's right.
We need more men like him who can step up to the plate and say, this is what I'm going to do, and run on it, not just, I'm going to keep this tucked away, and then once I get in office, then I'll go
that's
ahead
what
and
they do
it. Listen, have a backbone. Get
okay, yeah. But just think about that again. Now, going back to what we talk about quite a bit on this radio show, really what we're doing is merely unmasking these politicians for what they are unwilling to do. If they're really serious about bringing forth and establishing righteousness into this country, they're going to have to enforce the law. They're going to have to bring forth judgment concerning those that break the law to establish righteousness so we can have peace and preserve life. If they don't talk the way that Stephanie's talking right now, friends, you're getting caught up into the same old, and guess what you're going to get? You're going to get the same results, and there is none.
That's exactly right. Now, can you imagine, because we see so many candidates who are, you know, they fall to all the backslapping, their wishy-washy campaigning, you know. Can you imagine
hypocrites.
A candidate who didn't fall to all the backslapping, wishy-washy campaigning, no black and white, always gray, people-pleasing, never to say what you really mean, but he or she is too much of a coward to grow a spine and get a backbone and actually mean what they say, God forbid.
Yeah.
You know,
can,
we have to look
again,
at...
you're saying so much good stuff here, Stephanie. The point is, if that's what they are doing, they are not leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Because, interestingly enough, I was just talking in Planet Minneapolis this morning with an individual. I said, if America had leadership come forth, I said, it's so foreign to them that they would be offended by a real leader. Because leadership, it's a man of conscience is not a leader of consensus. A man of conscience is a molder of consensus. People would be offended at a real leader, but a real leader is really what it takes to get the answers that America, well, they profess that they desire.
Right.
Well, friends, when the real leader does come on the scene, remember, he's going to do a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't like, but he's doing it for the right reasons, and if he's doing it for the right reasons, he's the man we need to stand behind.
That's exactly right, and we shouldn't be looking to elect politicians. We are finding public servants. There's a big difference between a quote-unquote politician and a public servant who stands for all
that's
they're
good. Called statespersons, stateswomen or statesmen. They work for you people. Politicians, they work for special interests. Politicians is not a word of affirmation to
right.
those that serve we the people. It really is a sign of, well, you're mocking or you're making fun or you're demeaning that individual. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's ellisprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Interestingly enough, William Penn said, governments like clocks go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good and the government cannot be bad. If men be bad, the government will never be good. He continues, I know some say let us have good laws and no matter for the men that execute them, but let them consider that though good laws do well, good men do better. For good laws may lack good men, but good men will never lack good laws nor allow bad ones.
That's a perfect quote because it leads right into what I'm going in to say here next year. As far as this, now, listen, we have to understand that people turn to man. They turn to their favorite candidate. They put their hope in this leader or that leader, this Republican, or if you're a Democrat, this Democrat, to try to change this nation. Conservatives think, well, if the Republicans are in power, then we have the victory. And Democrats think, well, if we're in power, we still have control of the Senate. We can run things the way that we want to. Now, I hate to break it to you, but Republicans in both the House, the Senate, and the presidency will not save this nation. Only God can do that. Have you ever stopped to think that maybe those who are in office are only the branches on the tree? Have you ever considered the root of the problem, which is the heart of man? And the only savior to that problem is Jesus Christ.
That's right. Man cannot change his own nature. Only Christ can do that.
That's right.
And wars are going to continue until Christ changes that man or that woman that has been appointed to represent we the people. I also want to remind you what it says in the book of Revelations, that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I remember a famous preacher, D.L. Moody, Chicago preacher, back in the 1800s. A woman approached him and talked about her husband, and she started to talk about, well, he wasn't serving the Lord, but she said, he's got such a good heart. And D.L. Moody looked at her in truth and he said, ma'am, to be quite honest with you, that's the worst part of him.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
And so many times in this nation, we're going after all the branches on the tree. We're going after this problem and this scandal and this liar and this, you know, this and that. They're all branches on the tree. If we want the tree to be different, we need to go to the root of the problem, which is the heart of man, and only Jesus Christ is the Savior of the heart of man.
You're just not going to get away from that. As a matter of fact, if you go over to Keys to Good Government, the Delaware Constitution requirements for men in office states, I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. Oh, Bradley, that's just not true! Really? Then why is the Bible always used every time someone that we trust to represent we the people? Why do they swear an oath to God and man with their hand on the Bible? Why do they swear to uphold that Constitution, so help me? Come on. Come on, Thad.
God?
Thank you.
Yeah.
See, it's all here. Pennsylvania Constitution. I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Massachusetts Constitution is along the same lines. Folks, I can go on and on here. I'll give you one more. North Carolina's Constitution. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testament, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible, in other words, oil and water, friends, with the freedom and safety of the state, of course, the people within, you know, the citizenry, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state. That's North Carolina's
Amen
Constitution.
Amen to that. That's awesome.
So,
it's inspirational.
We haven't church up in here.
That's right. Now, when we're talking about the root of the problem needing a Savior, Jesus Christ, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's not important to vote for the right candidate. I mean, please do. People have given their lives so men and women could vote in this nation. But in the midst of all the campaigning, all the campaign ads you see on TV, all the slogans, all the billboards, all the debates, we must not get lost in the rhetoric and fail to look at the root of the problem. The only Savior of this nation is Jesus Christ. The only answers to this nation's problems is Jesus Christ. The only way to stop the downward spiral of destruction in America is through Jesus Christ.
Now, wait a second. You know what comes to my aid right now? It's interesting because our forefathers, when they established the branch of David in righteousness in this country, Isn't that kind of the mottos and slogans that were put on the flags as
Amen.
Appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus?
Amen.
So in other words, they were emulating the Christ to establish what we still have 238 years later. Now, if that's not the case, then what is the atheist angry about? What is the communist angry about? What is the criminal in the White House? What is he warring against, friends? He's warring against what? The fruit of a Christian nation. You know, so the bottom line is, friends, is we need to get back to our foundations and we need to understand where our feet are set upon. Our feet are upon the rock of Jesus Christ. And what is that? The revelation that he bestowed upon us, that he said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, if we're going to allow the gates of hell to actually prevail against the church, well, that's what you're seeing today, because for the most part, the good people in America don't have their feet upon the rock, and if they do, they need to understand that they need to stay there until the God of their salvation appears a second time to destroy the works of the devil, and that's exactly what he'll do if you're willing to stand up and do the stuff.
And that's right, and we have to understand our only hope for ourselves and for our nation is only found in Jesus Christ. In fact, if you go to Psalm 33:12, you'll read that scripture that says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Why were we blessed in the foundations of our country? Because God was our Lord. There was no king but King Jesus. We have to understand, if we want God's blessing, then we have to obey God's precepts.
That's right. His commandments and precepts are those things that have been entrusted unto us.
That's exactly
one
right.
More point. Let's contradict that. Let's contrast that, for a better way of saying it. The Lord said that that nation would be turned into hell. That what? Would not serve him.
That's right.
Okay. And we also know that sin is a reproach to any nation, right? And what we need to do is just really, friends, we need to come back to the common sense issues of the day. If we got people that are running for office, the bottom line is we need to pull back the curtain, check out their record, see what they're about, because I'll tell you what, you'll find the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. What he'll do in private is exactly who he is, and you better bet your bottom dollar. A matter of fact, I remember when Clinton was, you know, messing around, getting popped with every Tom, Dick, and Harry, literally with his little adulterated relationships outside of his own marriage. In other words, friends, if he can't be faithful to his wife, how can he be faithful to his God? And not in that order, by the way. If he can't be faithful to God, how is he going to be faithful to his wife? And if he can't be faithful to his wife, how is he going to be faithful to you and your principles?
Mm-hmm. And your country.
You can't. That's why he'll sell it out. And going back to Clinton, that's why you can see that he was fraternizing with the enemy. He's a traitor. He's a Benedict Arnold. And I'm talking about Clinton's right now. But isn't it interesting that he was busted not for Monica Lewinsky, but for Chinagate? He was bringing the Chinese military into the depths of the military secrets that we have in this country, and he was handing over information to the Chinese. It was Chinagate, friends. It was not Monica Lewinsky. That was the issue at hand. But if he'll sell America out to the foreign enemy, we should have seen that every step that he took, because we had plenty flags going up as to what we should do with him. But I remember the American people say, well, I don't care what he does in his private life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got exactly what he did in his private life as far as the fruit that goes with him and along with him, because if he's selling out his God and his wife, guess what? He's also selling out your country, and that's exactly what he did.
That's right, being unfaithful. Now, going back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier, we look at the branches on the tree, such as abortion and all these things, the criminality we see in office and the things that we're trying to fight against, but we need to go to the heart of the issue. So take for abortion, for example. Do you want to stop abortion? Then look to Jesus to save the lost, hard-hearted, or else broken woman's life. When Christ truly has her heart, she'll do the right thing. Do you want to stop lying and stealing and killing in America? Then teach men and women and children the commandments of God in their true form with God's fiery indignation against sin as transgressions of God's law, 1 John 3:4, to bring a fear of the Lord and conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
True that, but you can't give what you ain't got.
That's right.
Until it's first wrought in you, you can't give that away.
Right, exactly. So you can't say, listen, oh, we need this nation to change, but if it's not within your heart first, then you can't change anybody.
And don't expect it to change, neither.
That's right. Now, do you want to stop criminality in government? Then you need to ask God to save the souls of men. When they become men and women after God's own heart, like David was, if you look at 1 Samuel 13:14, then and only then will men and women rise up in righteous indignation against all forms of tyranny and injustice.
Isn't it interesting with King David that if you read Isaiah 51 and Isaiah 54, that David has actually set a light to the nation? How did he do that? Well, God used David to bring forth judgment upon the enemies of what? The children of Israel.
That's right. And he dealt with the enemies. Why?
That's
because
right.
He was a man after God's own heart, and because he was doing what God had called him to do.
And he preserved
him
in it.
That's right. Because God had his heart, then he fought for righteousness. If you get to the heart of man, then righteousness will naturally flow out of him or her. Now, this we should do, make sure that our statesmen and stateswomen and everyone in America is conforming themselves to the Bible and the Word of God, rather than playing patty cake games with their lawlessness as we watch Congress go back and forth like a bunch of squabbling kids pretending they're going to do something about the other side's lawlessness but never do.
No.
Well, let's have a hearing about this, and then you watch them go back and fight and back and forth
debate,
and fight,
yeah.
And then nothing ever happens. I mean,
they debate the pith and marrow out of righteousness, because really what it comes down to is they don't have the law within their hearts. You said they're lawless, and that's exactly right. But people need to understand that Jesus Christ was betrayed with a kiss, and that's all politicians do, is they tell you what you want to hear until they get to the position that they want to be in, and once they get there, they're willing to sell you right down the river. And that's exactly what they've been doing in this country for how many generations, friends? Generation after generation after generation after generation. My whole life, I've known nothing but war, and I'm sick and tired of being lied to. I'm sick and tired of the forefathers and the veterans that fought blood and died to give us being desecrated by those that think that they have the privilege to do just that and that they're a law unto themselves, when in fact, friends, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. These men do not have the right to break the law. They are there to enforce the law. And concerning the judges and our representatives and our legislators and those in the executive office, they only have to discover and apply what the law says. We don't need new policy, friends. And again, America's complaining about man's 10,000 commandments because God, man won't simply get back to God's 10. And God's 10 commandments require you to simply deal with man's 10,000. And therein lies the problem, a cowardice nation that allows it to be destroyed at the hands of those that are within. Shame on those that tolerate this. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Final segment coming up, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from a mighty and a holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, final segment. Really quick, I want to go over to, well, there was John Locke, there was Charles D. Montesquieu, and then we have Blackstone, William Blackstone, on commentaries on the laws. It's principled form that basis of America's laws from 1776 to 1920. It was the final authority in the U.S. Supreme Court. It was, and it still is. It was recommended highly by the father of our Constitution, known as James Madison, fourth president, third president Thomas Jefferson, James Wilson, John Marshall, Charles Finney, and Abraham Lincoln, interestingly enough. The law book taught laws could not contradict God's direct decrees. That's all these politicians do. If God made no decree, we could not set our own policy. That's why you have 10,000 policies, friends, weekly in the books, friends. Hundreds, perhaps thousands are added to the books every week because they want to rule the roost. Example, the commentary said, William Blackstone, in the case of murder, this is expressly forbidden by the divine law. And isn't it interesting? They'll murder the innocent in the womb, but they're trying to prevent the murderer that commits the crime in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my gosh, friends. Again, we've talked about that. How much compassion is shown from those that actually commit the crimes? And how much, you know, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that the mercies of the wicked are cruel.
Yep.
And that's exactly right. But he goes on here. If any human law should allow or enjoin us to commit it, we are bound to transgress. 1 John 3:4. But with regard to matters that are not commanded or forbidden by the scriptures, such as, for instance, the exporting of wool into foreign countries, here the legislature has scope and opportunity to interpose. Makes perfect sense. But going on, friends, just to lay the foundation again concerning our forefathers and what they said and what they did, and again, we're talking of the fruit of what they established 238 years ago. We electors, John Adams said, have an important constitutional power placed in our hands. We have a check upon two branches of the legislature. It becomes necessary to every citizen then to be in some degree a statesman. That's me and you, friends. And to examine and judge for ourselves the political principles and measures. Do they line up with God's? Do they align themselves with God's word? Because if they do not, then we throw them off. Let us examine them with a sober Christian spirit.
That's right.
John Adams.
That's exactly right. So what are we saying in all this? What's the bottom line? The bottom line is we in America are so busy trying to fix the branches on the tree that we ignore the true answer, which is Christ. I mean, the Lord must just look down upon us at sometimes and just shake his head.
Of course he is.
If you want to fix the whole of the tree, go to its roots. The root of our problems in America is the hearts and souls of men, and for the most part, who have turned their backs on God, and it's only Christ who can fix this. We need in this nation to turn our eyes unto Jesus, fix our eyes upon Jesus, for only in him will be our salvation. No candidate is going to save our republic, no matter how wonderful they are. No Congress, no president.
I just heard somebody say, you know, we're looking for a deliverer again. We're looking for divine intervention.
Yep.
And it's like, yep.
Then go to the divine one.
Well, that's exactly the point. And I think a lot of people that are listening to us, you need to understand that you just might be that person that God is calling, and maybe persons. Because, again, we've said again, friends, that we cannot do this alone, but we can do this together. The deliverer maybe is going to come through the body of Christ this next time. Because I believe right now is, well, we know that God's people shine best in the dark. And I say that for the very purpose to encourage you, friends, that we can do this together, and we know that a cord of three is not easily broken. What about a cord of 300? Or how about a cord of 3,000 or 300,000? Or how about this? 3 million or 30 million or 300 million? Friends, this is really where we're at. We can do this, but we need to get them banners up again where it states, no king but King Jesus.
That's right. Exactly. And that's what I was going to say is no candidate is ever going to save a republic, no Congress, no president. No, we need King Jesus for that. So as you go to the ballot box on November 4th, remember this. Although it is important who you place in office, your favorite candidate is not the answer. Jesus Christ is. And until America repents of her wicked ways and turns back unto him, you want to find that in 2 Chronicles 7:14, our nation will never be restored.
Yeah, that one's so over. They're milking
that scripture
to the point it's sickening.
You know, it's sickening because of how people have milked it and what it's stated for people. When you look at, if my people will humble themselves, you've heard it so many times, just like puke. But the scripture verse itself is true. If we as a nation humble ourselves, repent and turn from our wicked ways, only then is God going to hear
from heaven. Why would they turn from their wicked ways?
Because that's true repentance.
But what brings about their turning?
The law of God, to bring about the knowledge of their sin so they can confess their sin before God and turn from it.
And that's the work of the Holy Ghost, who comes down to convince of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And then when you go to the Malachi, the book of Malachi, it talks about how he's a swift witness unto judgment. He breaks the hard heart. He works godly repentance that you might turn and receive the things out of Christ.
That's right.
And that's exactly where we need to go. Unto him first, God, having raised him up and blessing us and turning every one of us from our iniquities, Acts 3.
That's right. So on November 4th, as you go to the ballot box and cast your vote, remember, not only just on November 4th, but every other day of the year, you need to be voting no king, but King Jesus. Live your life accordingly and join us as we do the same. No savior's going to come in a statesman or stateswoman. Only Christ.
They can help it along if they're actually going to do what they say that they're going to do. And we need to hold their feet to the fire. And in the process, they will do what we command. But you know, it's interesting. Just case in point, real quick. Isn't it interesting how we have all of these congressmen and these representatives? They're supposed to be the good guys. They're all talking about how bad Barack Hussein Obama is. But which one of them has actually drawn up the articles of impeachment, friends? Do you hear that long blank?
Well,
that's what we're waiting for, too.
Yep. Well,
they're obligated to do that. If they really mean to have him removed and bring forth indict him and to bring forth civil charges, then somebody's got to initiate the articles of impeachment. And we're all sitting back waiting for our representative that's talking so big and bad and harsh about old Barack Hussein Obama. But where are the articles, representative? And folks, we have to hold their feet to the fire. And once we do that, then we can get some results.
And speaking of having our nation as one nation under God, our product of the week actually this week is our One Nation Under God t-shirt. And basically, it's our official t-shirt of the You Can Run Ministry, all the things we've done in high schools and so on, to remember and remind friends that our country is founded upon Christ and his principles, with the words on the back, One Nation Under God. Freedom is not free, especially giving, you know, honor to all you veterans out there. Honor unto Christ and honor unto the veterans. Remember, it's a great t-shirt. It's perfect to wear when you anytime, because no matter where you go, you're a walking billboard for Christ. So we have them available in all sizes, from small to XL, now available for a $10 donation at our online store. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And while you're there, say, hey, I want to support these guys. I love what they do. I am so sick and tired of hearing all the gray, all the wishy-washy, no one ever standing upon the rock, but you guys are doing it through Jesus Christ. So we appreciate that, and we want to support you. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button. You can make a donation, or you can also become a son or daughter of liberty. And for all of our new listeners out there who may not have ever heard about that before, becoming a son or daughter of liberty means that you support on a monthly basis what you can consistently to help us get out there and seek and save that which is lost. So people say, oh, I'm so glad you guys are out there. I'm so glad you're on the radio. I'm so glad you're doing
what you're doing. I'm so glad you guys are out there getting your hind ends beat by the state-run media.
That's right. I'm so glad you're out there. You guys are fighting the good fight. I mean, you guys are on the front lines. I mean, this is ministry is intense. Great. Why don't you start up your own ministry and do the same thing so we can all fight this thing together?
Or can
support
do it together. Yeah.
Our ministry. And better yet, why don't you both at the same time, we can get the word out there and seek and save that which is lost, which is the heart and soul of what we do.
We wanted to welcome Patriot Radio Network, who just jumped on yesterday with us. Again, welcome aboard. We appreciate your trust. And another network picked us up, friends. So again, we wanted to acknowledge you, and again, thank you for your trust. And I want to end the show with this, because again, this has come from Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to sin. You ready? He's the author of, by the way, he was the author of a Bible as well. And but interestingly enough, we all know him through the dictionary, Webster's Dictionary, 1828. This is what he said. You ready for this? You're supposed to answer me.
I'm ready.
Okay. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion.
Amen. It's like the stamp right on the forehead.
Well, stamp is there over and over and over again. What we need to do is quit talking about the branches on the tree, America. Okay, all these politicians and their talking points and all the garbage that comes along with them. And we need to pick up that axe that John the Baptist had, and we need to lay it to the root of the tree.
The bad tree.
We don't need to deal with all this garbage up on the top where nothing ever gets done, friends. And it seems before we know it, there's another branch coming out of all the branches that we're already dealing with. No, because once we get back to God's methods, it's a lot simpler than you really might think. Let's lay the axe to the root of the tree.
And we have to remember that prevention is better than cure. You know, better to prevent some destruction before it happens than to try to pick up and fix the mess when it's already here. We need to understand that if we go to the heart of the issue, which is man's heart being true to God's heart, then we won't have to deal with destruction, because we'll put a stop sign at the top of the mountain rather than watching cars crash over to the bottom of the edge of the cliff and have their destruction happen.
Well, they could always put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain like they did. Concern committee.
Let's put the stop sign up at the top and event avoid the destruction.
Psalm 19, by the way. Read that when you get a minute. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.